Hey, it's Lower Wacker Live for April 24th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that is live under Wacker Drive, deep into the bowels of the underworld that nobody ever sees. Oh, wait, it's not? Just makes fun of the headlines? Cool. Before you tune out after all my Jussie Smollett headlines that are coming up, I don't have any today, so you can keep listening. Tomorrow's Extension 720. It's on at 7 o'clock at night on GN, 720 WGN. We're doing the theme of environment and environmental justice, climate change, etc. We got some great stuff. I'm really excited. Pete and I have been crisscrossing the city this week to get ready for it. It's a great show about how the ecosystem gets out of whack, right? You got industrial farming, reversing the river, the toxic donut. Think of it like this. When you're at a crawl on Lake Street, you're just stopped bumper to bumper. Why is it not moving, right? And then you finally get up to the problem. And it's because a Lyft driver double parked to get a coffee. Do you not realize that you just messed up the ecosystem of Lake Street all the way back to Ashland? We're stuck because you needed a caramel macchiato? You don't care? You just need your coffee? Now replace caramel macchiato with millions of dollars and Lake Street traffic jam with pig runoff going into the Gulf of Mexico, killing our waterways, and boom, you get it. You totally get it, right? That's what our show's about tomorrow, Extension 720. All right, let's get to those headlines. Terrible story about a five-year-old in Crystal Lake. Ugh. FBI have the parents in custody. Of course this has to happen in Crystal Lake. This is my stomping ground. That's where I grew up in McHenry County. I liked it better when Crystal Lake was just known for the high school putting up bleachers that blocked some houses' views. Remember that stupid story like 2 years ago? Or the Crystal Point Mall, which is long gone. This is a terrible way for Crystal Lake to get in the news. Let's go to Illinois politics. Governor Pritzker finally settling in as a true Illinois governor. That's because word is out that there's a federal investigation into his tax practices. This is the toilet stuff that Pat Brady brought up on the campaign trail. We should find out whatever happened to that toilet prop that Pat used in front of JB's house. Anyway, turns out the feds want to make sure that Pritzker wasn't ripping out toilets to get tax breaks. If I did that, if I ripped out toilets, where would I pee? Did you see CBS reporter Dana Kozlov rushing over to help someone who had overdosed while she was filming a story on West Side overdoses? Yep. She stayed with the victim until the paramedics came. Talk about immersing yourself in the story. So many anchor jokes to do here, right? So many Walter Jacobson homeless jokes to tell. But I'm going to hold off because it seemed pretty serious, and good on Dana and the CBS crew for helping out. My friend, reporter Monica Eng, she is killing it asking the right questions of the city and the park district and the schools about lead in the water, namely the drinking fountains. The authorities are getting straight up cagey. She's like Adonis Creed. She's got him on the ropes. Go get him, Monica. Don't you get angry. That was my Rocky Balboa. Did you like it? Was it good enough?
I don't want to fight no more. I don't want to fight. I'm just a guy. I just need to drink. Make some mistakes in my life. Don't do that in the ring with Drago.
I watched Creed 2 on the plane. Anyway, back to Monica. Because of her work, they're replacing the water fountains, but they're also not answering the bigger questions about schools and other public drinking water, because it's painfully obvious that we have lead everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And they're like, well, we are paid by the taxpayers to protect the water, but the new way to be in government is to act like we're above everybody else and that the media is out to get us. So no comment. Shut the door. Bye. Nobody home. It's essentially what they did to her. This is interesting. Do you know that if you had your house built before 1986, this will affect you, Pete, you should have a filter on your drinking water, even the water that you cook with. Did you know that? Because they're like, it's a lead service pipe. There is no doubt there's lead in your water. There's nothing we can really do about it. If your house was built before 1986. I don't know that. That's the whole point, right? That's what gets you mad about being a Chicagoan. How is that like the seventh click-through on the water page or whatever it is? It's ridiculous, right? Anyway, Monica's great. Check out her work. I hope she gets all the awards. Do they give out awards for exposing lead in our water? Is there a Letty? I hope she gets all the Letties. In sports, the Cubs stuck it to the Dodgers last night. Back at it tonight, which again, should be a day game today. Like half of the games in the MLB are day games, but in this case, I guess there's more money to be made at night. I don't know how that works. Maybe people come to Wrigley Land early. Is that the idea? I'm not calling it Wrigleyville anymore. I'm calling it Wrigley Land. It's a little bit more on the nose, say Wrigley Land. Anyway, Cubs are on fire. Baez running out of the baseline fire, right? So dumb. That's such a dumb story. I don't want to, again, I'm going off script. But somehow it's spunky and awesome and, well, the Cubs are having fun because dude goes out of the baseline. The first baseman standing there with the ball. He goes out of the way and somehow he's safe? I don't understand how they're like, well, you know, Baez and the Cubs, he's got a real thick gold chain. He must be right. Maybe it was the gold chain that weighed him to the left. He's like, I can't run straight because of this gold chain. Or is it a silver chain? I can't tell. So much jewelry on the Cubs. Does Contreras wear? I feel like Contreras does too, but Javi Baez, man. It's like him and Francisco Lindor. Why are you wearing so much jewelry? Like the first thing I would do when I was in the Little League is like if I had any sort of like chain, like an Italian horn that I got at the Crystal Point Mall, you take that off, man. You don't want that to break. Looking around for the clasp. Around second. Time out, ump. I got to find the clasp. Something happened. I can't find the clasp. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be a 5-minute delay because Javi Baez can't find his clasp. All right. Where was I? The Sox. The White Sox. Ugh, yikes. Yesterday, I said we didn't need Aloy anymore. He should go back down to the minors. He's out because his grandma died. But then we got our butt kicked last night. So now I'm like, yo, you better get your bat. You better come back. Delmonico, he's got to go. That's each day. Each time the Sox lose, I recommend a new player to be sent back down to the minors. How about that? Back at it today. They got to win the series. You can't be losing to the Orioles, right? You can't lose a series to the Orioles. Also, Chris Davis is hitting home runs against the White Sox. Just a week ago, Chris Davis didn't have a hit. And he comes up against the White Sox, against Ivan Nova, and he's hitting home runs. And you're like, you're ridiculous, laughingstock. As sick as I am of watching the Portland Trailblazers, Damon Lillard, wow. How about that? Hit a 37-foot buzzer beater to beat the Thunder last night, sent him home packing. I mean, still, I don't want to watch the Portland Trailblazers, but that was pretty cool. All right, I got to go. I got to get home before Lake Street A-hole stop for a double-shot latte. Beats by Wes Restless. That's Lower Wacker Live. See you tomorrow.